Gift of Life President and CEO Howard Nathan says they were able to reduce the number of people on a waiting list for an organ transplant by about 250 as compared to 1 year ago.
But we still have over 5,000 people waiting.
For the 11th straight year, the Philadelphia region and the tri-state area served by Gift of Life led the nation in organs donated and the number of organs transplanted. Nathan credits that to a neighbor helping neighbor attitude, more people seeing organ donation as more routine, and also hospitals.
This is a way of giving a family one more opportunity to do something that will affect other people's lives.
Living donation also went up in 2018, including a woman who gave a kidney anonymously. Her donation started a chain.
Meaning that a kidney that she donated went to someone else, and then that person had a donor that gave to somebody else, and actually four people's lives were saved.
Nathan says they saw a decrease in organs from overdose deaths. He says overdoses do not affect the viability for organ donation, but adds a decrease of overdose deaths is obviously good news, and he hopes the start of a trend. Jim Melwort, KYW News Radio.